Hello, is Ryan Gold there?
Speaking.
Hi, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will you not vote?
I 100% will be voting.
Thank you so much. Okay, and may I ask your age?
I am 30.
I'm sorry, you said 30?
38.
Oh, okay. Sorry, thank you. The line was breaking up a little bit. Next one. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm just a white guy.
Okay. Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove their job. The first one is Donald Trump as former president.
Whatever the most negative is.
Okay, the most negative one is strongly disapprove. Okay, thank you so much. Next one is Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Next one, Joe Biden as president.
Regular.
Okay, so you would say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. And next one, Marcy Kupfer as congresswoman.
Neither approve nor disapprove.
Okay, so you will say somewhat approve or disapprove, or any opinion?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. If you have not heard about this person or institution, you can let me know. So the first one is Derek Merring.
Never heard of them.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Just like Democrats in Congress in general?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
You can say same scale as before.
I'm sorry?
Same scale as before.
Okay. Well, we have four options here. We have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, First Energy.
Somewhat disfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, again, Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one again, Marcy Kupfer.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And last one again, Donald Trump.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe. I'm sorry?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Next one, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Mercy Kupcher?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for him?
Not in this election, maybe in future elections, but not in this one.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read the statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupcher. The statement says, Marcy Kupcher is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. So the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupcher, so much less likely, or does it not make any difference? Also, if the statements, if you think it's not true, you can also let me know.
Yeah, not true.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each one, please tell me if you feel much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true. The first one says, As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin self-extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and real signs of lovemakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. Next one. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and it will raise the retirement age.
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. Next one says, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports the federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape and incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. We're just two to go. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we footed the bill for Marin's corruption.
That makes no difference.
Thank you. And last statement says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Okay, thank you so much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for him?
The reason I wouldn't vote for him, because...
Mm-hmm. Based on what you just heard, yeah. What is the reason to vote against him, or would you still vote for him?
It's nothing that you listed. It's just because I don't support the Republican platform this cycle.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just take notes. Just one moment. Okay. Thank you so much. Next one. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I would like to ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you. And again, what do you think is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
I mean, Project 2025. It's pretty scary.
Okay. Okay, one second. Let me just take notes. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, the last couple of questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed? I'm sorry?
I have an MBA.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Well, I would say I used to be independent, but I've definitely turned to Democrat.
Okay. And would you say strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. Thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all.
What were the options again?
Oh, sure. The question is, how important is politics to your personal identity? And the options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, and not important at all.
I'll say somewhat important.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this is the last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay, well, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Again, thank you for your participation, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yep. Bye.